the home child care providers, the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, which it's interesting how this was all set up. As you know, the state of Michigan basically set it up for the home-based child care providers. And then said, we're gonna make you union members. I mean, they had a vote, if you can call it one. They sent out postcards to a number of these. Well, they say they sent them to all these people, and they got some of the postcards back and said, aha, a majority wanted a union, therefore we got a union. And so the union was formed, but there are so many questions. Number one, that the state has cut off funding to the state-formed Child Care Council that is running out of Mott Community College, but that doesn't matter. They're still in operation. We were going to talk about all this. Oh, by the way, they do take money out of the checks, the federal checks that come to their child care providers. They take money right out of that before it ever gets to the home care people, and they give a portion of it to the UAW and AFSCME, the union that represents them now by fiat. So, and that amounts to over $3 million a year that goes to the union right from the state. They just skim it off the top of the check. Well, the Mackinac Center has been following this. They're challenging it. There's a lawsuit about this. And now the latest is a question about just what is the category for these people who run the child care services? I mean, they're entrepreneurs. They view themselves as business people who have their own businesses. And yet they're being told by the state that they're employees. And Kathy Hoekstra of the Mackinac Center, who's done some terrific work, she does a lot of video work up there, put together a video on all of this, and it is called Are You My Employer? And I think it speaks for itself.
With shrinking private sector membership, some labor unions are coming up with creative ways to boost membership in the public sector. In Michigan, one such arrangement places private home-based daycare providers in a government employee union. But this novel approach raises a question.
I do not consider myself to be an employee of anyone.
Why am I a union member? How can I be a union member? I'm not employed by anyone.
Paulette Silverson and Sherry Lohr are talking about their 2008 discovery that they were among 40,000 others in a purported union of people who provide private sector daycare for children. The so-called union, Child Care Providers Together Michigan, was formed by AFSCME and the UAW. The union gets its dues from the Michigan Department of Human Services subsidy payments made to some providers on behalf of qualifying low-income parents. The department is currently being sued by the Michigan-based Mackinac Center Legal Foundation for withholding these funds. But this bizarre daycare union arrangement returns us to Paulette and Sherry's simple and more fundamental question. If they are union members, who is their employer? How about an entity called the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council? The DHS created this government agency through a supposed interlocal agreement with Mott Community College. The union's collective bargaining agreement is with the council, and the union's own lawyer has testified that the council is the employer. But home daycare business owner Paulette Silverson asked the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council in an email if the council is her employer.
And they wrote back and said, no, you are not an employee.
The council's director and board president declined our request for an interview. But through a Freedom of Information request, we asked the council for a list of its employees. The council gave us a list of just two staff members. This also indicates the 40,000 home daycare providers are not the council's employees. So again, who is the employer? Since the DHS treats these private business owners and contractors as government employees and takes dues out of the human services subsidy checks, is the DHS the employer? Not according to the agency's website. For instance, some daycare providers eligible for the DHS subsidy must agree that, quote, the parent or substitute parent is my employer, not DHS. Others, such as a grandparent caring for a grandchild, must agree that they are, quote, considered to be self-employed and not an employee of the DHS. But if the daycare providers aren't employees of the DHS, are they employees of some other state agency? Not according to a union lawyer who testified at a legislative hearing last October.
counsel. They are not employees of the state.
Or a person manning the front desk at Ask Me headquarters in Detroit.
I know they're not state employees, but who they work for, I'm not sure.
So is anyone else the employer? Well, perhaps Mauve Community College, the other party to the interlocal agreement that created the council. But in January, a spokesperson told us Mott does not employ home daycare providers, union or otherwise. So Mauve Community College is not the employer. The Department of Human Services is not the employer. Another state agency is not the employer. The Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council is not the employer. Where does that leave home daycare providers?
Okay. They ended up in a government employee union with no clear-cut employer.
Exactly. With no clear-cut employer at all, because the people who are paying them the money are the parents.
The providers themselves agree.
They actually work for my parents and my children.
There you have it, from Kathy Hoekstra at the Mackinac Center. So these people are being treated like employees, but they have no employer. It's the most amazing story. We thought we were going to do an interview with the man who presumably would be their boss, the head of this child care agency, Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, the chairman, Larry Simmons. He was scheduled to be with us at this time. Suddenly this morning, and without warning, he canceled. We said we could take the interview immediately. He said, I just can't, and would not talk to us, just like that. This is the same Larry Simmons, now the chairman of this council, who is a pastor at the Bethel AME Church in Detroit, the Reverend Larry Simmons, who worked for Coleman Young as a political director back from 85 to 93. And according to the Free Press, he resigned from his job with the county. He later worked for Bob Ficano at Wayne County as an IT, tech Department of Technology director. And he resigned after he allegedly gave a contract to a female friend who was involved in department organization. He loaded up his department, apparently, with his parishioners, including this lady with whom he apparently had a personal involvement, and that led to his resignation. Now, he made about $142,000 a year, and now he's chair of this child care council. But he was going to talk to us, and then he said, I just can't. I can't. So he's not with us this morning, but the Mackinac Center is doing great work on this, and there's a hearing about this council again in Lansing today. The state legislature's all over this. Thankfully, they're taking a look at this and trying to put a stop to it. We'll talk about it a little bit more with Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center coming up in a moment here on the Beckman Show. Welcome back into the show. There'll be a hearing in Lansing this afternoon. It is a session of the Senate Committee on Families and Human Services, where they're going to discuss the stealth unionization that went into the coverage for the child care providers here in Michigan, the home-based child care providers. And Larry Simmons, the man, the Right Reverend Larry Simmons, who was going to join us and then canceled suddenly this morning. We don't know why. Perhaps he got a phone call from someone telling him he should not come on. I don't know. But at any rate, he said that his agency has crossed a threshold, and the next two meetings should be used to plan their future vision. He says, we exist. We are operating. We're beginning to make a difference. Patrick Wright is the Legal Foundation Director at the Mackinac Center, who will be testifying today. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Nobody seems to be able to talk to Larry Simmons. We thought we had something unique going on when he agreed yesterday to come on the show with us. And then suddenly, without warning this morning, he said, sorry, I can't do it. And we offered to tape him right away as he was going out. He said, no, I just can't do it. And it's like, okay. So he's not out with us. Nobody can talk to them.
Yeah, that would have been quite the scoop. Would have been the first person from any with any kind of relation to what's going on here who would have been willing to talk about it.
Well, that's really the whole point of this, isn't it? That there seems to be a lot bubbling beneath the surface that no one's being told about, least of all the healthcare providers.
Indeed, yeah. This whole thing was done kind of in a sneaky manner, and you would think that if the government was proud of what they were doing, the DHS and the Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, they'd be singing it from the rooftops. And we're about into the 6 months since we filed our lawsuit, and I think the most we've ever gotten out of anyone from the administration is perhaps a single sentence discussing the matter.
Yeah, which is, the whole thing is very, very odd. And, bottom line is they're siphoning this money out of the checks that should be going to the child care providers and sending them to their union representatives. But the big question, I thought Kathy Hoekstra really did well in her video piece, was asking, well, they have to be employees to belong to a union, so who do they work for?
Yeah, isn't that a fantastic piece? And the graphics for the people that go to our website at Mackinac.org and look at it, they're just fantastic. It's based off the Are You My Mother book that a lot of kids grew up reading. And so, she did a fantastic piece there. Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council, this new love child of the Department of Human Services and Mott Community College, has denied to one of my clients that it is her employer. DHS is denying it's the employer. Mott Community College is denying it's the employer. And yet somehow all these people have wound up in a government employees union and are having dues taken out of the subsidy checks that are meant to provide money to low-income families so that they can help get them off of welfare.
Patrick, what does the law say about that? I mean, don't they have to be employees of someone to belong to a union?
Well, yeah, just definitionally, Frank, you have to. I mean, otherwise, perhaps you and I chatting on the phone are members of a union. We have to be employees in order to have somebody to collectively bargain against.
And so they're actually collectively bargaining against themselves in the end.
Well, that's the funny thing.
Not so funny for them, because their money is being skimmed off.
Yeah, I meant funny in the way of odd, because these people set their wages, these daycare providers' wages are set in negotiations with the parents. I mean, they say, okay, we'll give you $4.50 an hour, and you watch the kid for 5 hours this day. And then the working conditions are set by the person whose house it is. The daycare provider works out of their own home. So what kind of control does anybody else have? Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council doesn't control that person's home. They have nothing to do with licensing. They don't determine how much the parents and the provider agree to.
But the Department of Human Services is now going to start requiring them to go through training, and maybe that'll be next.
They've always gone through training, Frank.
Even
before this, there was always a little bit of a training requirement. Yeah, I mean, they're the group, and group are a type of home care providers, and family are a second one. One of them can see up to 12 kids a day, and the other one can have 6 kids at a day.
Yeah.
And they've always had a minimal amount of training requirements, and there have been some sort of licensure thing going on from DHS. But all that's happened is that they've taken this from DHS and now given it to this fake employer so that he can justify stealing these people's
money. All right. Well, enjoy your time before the legislature. You get a lot of people on your side up there. We'll keep bringing this to the light of day. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Frank.
Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center here on the Beckman Show.